For Chasm Radio, I am Farm Director Joel Gill. We have a chance to introduce you once again to another recently crowned princess here in Stearns County from early March. And we've spent the last couple of weeks getting to know these individuals. And today we visit with Isabella, or Bella Schiffler, from Albany, daughter of John and Christy. And Bella, first of all, introduce yourself. Talk a little bit about your family and you guys' dairy farm. Talk about your dairy farm a little bit, if you could.
Well, I'm currently a junior at Albany High School, and I live on my family's robotic dairy farm where we milk around 250 cows with four robots. And so every morning I'm just up and I do my chores before school and then go to school for the day and then come home and get my homework done. And I have seven people in my family, so I have one older sister and then three younger brothers.
You know, Bella, usually waking up doing chores before school. When I went to school how many years ago, that was pretty normal that all of our classmates were like that. Not so much nowadays. Is that kind of the reason why dairy princesses are so important to kind of bridge that gap and educate people on what farms are nowadays?
Yeah, I think all of us, we all enjoy talking to the consumers and just trying to inform the public and keep closing the gap between consumers and producers and informing all of the community members about everything that farmers do for them.
Let's rewind a little bit a few weeks ago, Bella, as you were crowned Dairy Princess. What was that weekend like? And then secondly, what was the night of the coronation and receiving that crown? What was that like for you?
The week leading up to it, I was very nervous and studying my speech a lot and trying to prepare for questions. And then the morning of, judging took place. I think it went very well for a lot of us princesses, and it was, some of the questions were challenging, but it was a little nerve-wracking, but I think we all did really good throughout the whole judging process, and we stayed positive with each other. And then the night of the coronation was also very nerve-wracking, as you don't know if you're going to get it or not, but it was a very relieving feeling to know once you got the crown.
So you get nervous, or you're not calm and cool, like, oh, whatever, go with the, you do get the butterflies, right?
I do get the butterflies, yeah.
Well, I would too, darn it. What are you looking forward to in the year ahead? Is there one or two things that you're saying, gosh darn, I can't wait till that happens, or I can't wait till we get a chance to do that? What are some of those things?
I am really excited just to stay involved in the community and be able to go to community events like parades. I'm very excited to be in parades and see all the little kids. And I'm also really excited to work in the malt stand this year at the county fair.
At the county fair as well. Was this your first year running for princess or second year?
This is my first year.
This is your first year. Was it kind of what you expected, or were there some surprises along the way?
It was kind of what I expected, as my older sister Sophia did it before me, so she kind of guided me through it. So I mostly knew what was going to happen.
Bella Schiffler joining us in the Get to Know 'Em segment of our Chasm Radio programming, our Stearns County Dairy Princesses. And Bella, what other things are you involved in, whether it's at school or outside of school?
I am in basketball, cross country, track. Through school, I'm in FFA, National Honor Society, and Letter Club. And then out of school, I'm involved in 4-H.
So besides that, you do nothing, huh? That's a lot of stuff. How do you keep everything? How do you keep that all juggled? You know, is that where you thrive at, doing a lot of things and staying busy, or what?
I try and stay organized and have my calendar of just everything that's got to get done that day.
Bella Schiffler joining us here on Chasm Radio. And finally, you mentioned showing as well. What is that? You know, I've never showed cattle before. Is that a year-round thing that you're doing constantly, or is that just a part of the year? And what do you enjoy about the showing aspect?
It's mostly during the summer parts, but it can be like year-round, because year-round you're always training your cattle. You're always making sure they have the right food and that you're feeding them right. And then the shows are mostly in the summer. I start with the county fair, and then if I advance to state, I will move on to state. And then there's also like the Minnesota State Holstein Show and Open Show that happen at the state fair.
You know, Bella, finally, no pressure at all. You're just a junior yet, but any idea what you want to do after high school?
I'm not sure. I've had a couple different thoughts about going to vet science, school for vet science, and then specializing in embryology, but I've also had some thoughts about becoming a nurse, so I'm not really sure where I will go yet.
Plenty of time to figure that out. Yes, indeed. Bella Schiffler joining us. Bella, the daughter of John and Christy Schiffler of Albany. Bella, thank you for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
For Chasm Radio, as we get to know our Stearns County Dairy Princesses here on Chasm Radio. For Chasm Radio, I'm Joe Gill.